Yes.
So, shifting a topic a little bit, sir. While we are talking throughout the discussion, we make a distinction between West and India or Bharat. So, sir, can you please throw some light on the greatness of Bharat that we...
Oh, God. Okay. We keep distinguishing between India and the West. We should, because we are Indians. Just as a Frenchman should speak about French culture. When he speaks about Indian culture, it feels very foolish. When an Englishman talks about what's happening in India, what do you feel like? You have no clue what you are talking about. But when he talks about English culture, he talks about King Arthur, he talks about Queen Elizabeth, the best, the knights. It's wonderful. I have also read them, but I wouldn't like to speak about it because I am not imbued in that culture. So why should we speak? Because we are Indians. And it's God's will that we are Indians and not Europeans. Just as if a European talks about India, it sounds very odd. So as Indians, we must speak about India rather than, you know, what's happening elsewhere. That's for later. I'm not saying we should not assimilate the best of every culture. But when we speak, we must first know. Charity begins at home. I must first know what India is. So what is the greatness of India? Many things. I don't know. You have touched a topic where I can go for hours. India has given some of the most precious gifts to the world which yet can save the world. Okay. We'll start with the highest. Okay. India is the only country where it is said that in every atom of existence, or if that is too much to conceive, in man, God lives in man, concealed in man. He dwells not only in man, He dwells in plant and bird and beast and stone. He dwells in the gods as well as in the titans. Now, okay, so what? What about this God? It means everybody has hope because everybody carries within him the divine presence. This is the first great message of India. If there is no God inside, he is sitting there, then okay, up to him. Okay, this is the first greatest truth, that God's presence, the highest, call it the source, divine. Well, but to avoid confusion, we can say the highest perfection you can conceive of dwells within us. That means we are carrying within us all that we are seeking outside. Perfection of bliss, perfection of truth, perfection of beauty, perfection of love, perfection of peace, harmony, everything. Second lesson that India gave, he not only told us this truth and said, believe it, oh you people, if you don't believe, you will be infidels, who will be subjected to death. India doesn't say that. India has said that there is God dwelling within us and you can find this divine presence. So what has India given to the world? Yoga. How is yoga different from religion? Religion is a belief system. You believe or you don't believe. But yoga is, you may start with belief, but you will end up by realizing it. Isn't it extraordinary that India has given that we can unite with the divine? The third gift, when you discover the divine presence within, you discover that in everybody there is this divine presence. Now you understand what is the meaning of this? It is the secret of unity. We all want unity, isn't it? Can we ever have unity by anything external? We want everybody to wear the same dress. Or we want everybody to wear a particular mark. If you do that, if you force uniformity, you can never have unity. You understand the difference between unity and uniformity? Unity can accommodate infinite diversity. Why? Because it discovers the secret integer behind everything. What is that secret principle? One. So people often say India gave zero, India gave one. So that divine presence within me is the same as this divine presence in the universe. How wonderful. Fourth gift or fifth gift of India. India taught to the world that there is a goal and purpose of life. Dharma, artha, kama. Up till this, you find teaching moksha, freedom, India. I am not even talking of transformation. That man can be totally free from his ignorance, from all his systems, theories, beliefs and everything that he carries. He can be free, in utter freedom. So, not only unity, India gives the secret of unity, just now I have told, he gives the secret of freedom. Okay? And it has given to mankind the key of brotherhood. Brotherhood. Brotherhood is what? Brothers may fight, but at the end of the day, they are brothers. Why? Because they all know they have the same mother, common mother. So what does India say? India says, Ekam sad vipraha bahudha vadanti. Truth is one, but the wise call by different names. What do you get from the teachings of the Semitic religions? That there is my God and there is your God. And then to that, there is another. There is no God. Whatever it be. The only way you can really have fraternity is that there is one reality and you may approach differently, you may call by different names. Now you see, unity, freedom, brotherhood, unity which can accommodate diversity, aren't these the highest dreams of mankind? India has the key to that. Okay. I am not even touching upon science and the great epic. As I said, it's a 1 week I could just go on. Just India's gifts to the world. Aren't these gifts still necessary? Don't we want unity? Don't we want freedom? Don't we want peace? Don't we want bandhutva, brotherhood? Is there any other doctrine, philosophy, ideology, religion anywhere in the world which can give us the key to it? People talk about brotherhood. But what does it mean? Everybody should be same in attire, in approach to life, in beliefs, in practices. That cannot be the key to brotherhood. It's like saying that I must have 5 clones in the house, then only mother will say they are all my children. How absurd it would be. Isn't? Won't it be boring? Some of you have brothers, sisters, no? Do you want a clone? Absolutely. Not at all, no? Thank God. So how, even if you have clones, they will fight simply because now they will fight for supremacy. Who is a better clone? But each one is unique, and yet with that uniqueness we can have brotherhood. So India has given the key to the great problem. India has given a very logical, rational, I am not using the word scientific because science is something which depends on, even logic depends on premises. But it's given a very logical, rational understanding of the universe. And this is something which science is not tending towards that. For instance, we don't talk about only material universe, we talk about multiverse. In Indian thought, the movement of time is not only linear but cyclic and circular. Not only local, but global. Global. Okay, because time in India is not just a physical entity, but it's the harbinger of change. It is the power that brings change. Tabhi hum log bolte na, kaal aa gaya. Iska kaal aa gaya. Kaal not necessarily is in a good sense, bad sense, all sense. So we have a conception of time which far exceeds the material conception of time. And the cyclic movement. And then India has given something very interesting. That is, Zindagi Milegi Dobara Tibara Chaubara. Understand? What's the big deal about it? That means you have hope. You can rectify. You can correct. You can change. So what? If I couldn't do well in this class, this year, I have a chance to improve. Okay? Because the God of Indian conception is infinite compassion and grace. So he allows you. Keep on. And there is a reason behind rebirth. Just one more and then I'll... Then there is India's thought is based on karma and your intent, not on professed beliefs. Imagine in a class, if the teacher says, who are the children coming from the rich class and who believe in a certain God? And there are 5 children who are. Okay, you will be passed. And the rest, whatever you may try, you will fail. How would you like it? You'll find it silly, isn't it? Will it be silly or not? Will it be silly or... So what does India say? Well, karma. If you do well, if you study well, if you put in effort, boy, you'll do well. And if you don't, your belief will not, alone is not sufficient. Your parentage is not sufficient. Karma is important, and behind karma, intent is important. So there are many, many great truths which are so wonderful, which are gifts of India. You have a question, but just to tell you that it's a very vast subject and something which fascinates me no end. But these are some of the gifts of India to the world.